Hey, Star. How we doing? Welcome to podcast number 8. I'd like to thank everyone for the lovely comments we've been getting. Can't believe we made it up for 5,000 downloads. Fantastic, really. I've been giving it a bit of thought as to how the podcast would evolve in the coming weeks, because I'm going to run out of memories that I can talk about. And I've had a couple of people suggest perhaps a question and answer thing. So I'm thinking, if you want to know anything at all about funerals, perhaps just send us a little message and then I can put together a few questions and that. And also somebody else said, could I just run through the process of even arranging a funeral? So that's all definitely something that I, you know, will do in the future. And I think also perhaps I'll put in how my week have been, you know. So when it says the life and times, it's not just years ago, perhaps even what happened a day or two ago. So I'll try and mix it up a bit, try and make it interesting, and see how we go from there. So I think today's podcast will take that sort of shape, really. It's been a usual busy week as ever, but also for me, I have had a first this week, when I've actually done my first radio interview. Every day when I leave work, first thing I do is whip up Mother, see how she's doing, and sort out her tea. And while I was up there on Tuesday, me phone went, and this was James Churchfield from Radio Cornwall. On Tuesday, sadly, Leslie Phillips had passed away, and James had seen, I think somewhere on Twitter, it was mentioned that we were in the film Saving Grace with him. And he just rung up to see if I would do a little interview on the breakfast show the following morning. Initially, I was a little bit hesitant, being the shy sort of chap that I am. But I said to him, well, perhaps, yeah, I could do it. But there was a bit of a problem, because the following morning, I had two early funerals. And when I say early, I mean I had two funerals before 8:30 in the morning. And so he come back to me and said, how about 6:45 on the radio? So I thought, yep, OK, we'll go for that. Perhaps before I go any further, I ought to explain really how the funerals that I had were really that early in the morning. You may well have seen adverts on the telly from these big companies that are based up country, where they do these cremations where nobody attends the service. In fact, there isn't a service. Nobody attends, etc. And as well as the companies that are based up there do it, pretty much most of your local funeral directors do that down here as well. I know that the costs are pretty much the same. I think the only difference with some of these companies is that they will come down and take you back up country to a crematorium and have everything up there, where your local funeral directors down here, we actually go to the local crematorium and we meet the verger there. We go with our hearse and take the coffin in, and then the cremation takes place, and then we get the ashes back the following day. I must admit, I never really thought that this funeral or type of funeral would become quite as popular as it has. But I think that COVID and the restrictions that we had initially did speed up the increase of this type of funeral. And I would say on average, we do 2 to 3 funerals like this every week. Another option where we use these early morning direct cremation slots at the crematorium is where the family have actually had a traditional funeral the day before, either in a church or sometimes at our funeral home, at our chapel. And then once the funeral has taken place, we then bring the coffin back to our place, or if the service has taken place in our chapel, we look after it there. The family then all go to the wake. The committal has taken place there at the church or our chapel, so that then the following morning we just go with the coffin again straight to the crematorium. This option has been very popular in America for a long time now, and I never thought that it would become popular over here, but it definitely has. It just shows you how much the times are changing, and there are so many choices out there now, you know, to make the service exactly as you want it. Another option, early morning, not quite so early, this is the 9 o'clock service time, is where you are allowed 10 minutes in the chapel with up to about a dozen people there, where you can have pieces or music played. Somebody may want to say a few words, and then we leave the chapel. I say you're only allowed 10 minutes, but this is also at a reduced cost to a normal funeral, and this is an option too that is becoming more popular. So now that I've explained what I was actually doing early in the morning, we'll get back to James Churchfield. So with the interview all agreed for 6:45 the next morning, before I went to bed, I made a few notes so that I hopefully would come over quite fluently over the radio. Got up 6 o'clock the next morning, getting ready for work. 6:45 come and the phone hadn't rung. And then 3 minutes later it rang. And this was one of the producers there at Radio Cornwall. And I was expecting her to say, right, this is what we'll ask you if you answer back, and this is how it would go. But it wasn't quite like that, really. It was a case of, she said, well, you can hear the music playing in the background, and when this song finishes, James will be talking to me. I quickly realised that all the notes I'd made were not much help, really. The interview went pretty good. I must admit, early on, there was a lot of ums and ahs and that, but yeah, it seemed to go well, and I did the interview and then headed off to work. They then repeated the interview again, I think, an hour later, and for the rest of the day, my phone was pinging all the time with messages people sending in they'd heard it, and we had a service at Llanidroc in the afternoon, and people were coming in church there saying they'd heard it too. So I think it did go down very well. I think the other event that sticks in my mind this week happened, it was about an hour or so before a service in church. We knew that there would be a very large attendance at this service, talking 200-300 people or more. So we got to the church a couple of hours before, set everything up. We took our PA system with us because we knew there would be people standing outside. And my usual sound engineer, Phil Trevina, well, he was on holiday all week. So this time I had his very young apprentice, Mike Ford. He came and helped set everything up. When everything was sorted, Mike went outside with John Moon and Neil, just to get people to sign cards as they arrived. And Daisy, she popped outside for something too. And the first couple arrived in church. And we were there talking away, and the lady said to me, do you have to be religious to be a funeral director? And I said no. And at that split second when I said that, the music started playing. And it was quite spooky, really, because there was nobody else in the church. There was no remote control. Why the music started playing at that time, I don't know. It was Daniel O'Donnell Footsteps, which was playing. And when Robin, the vicar, turned up a little while later, we said to him what had happened. And I said, the only thing that I could think of is that perhaps it was a sign from above, either for me to maybe become a Christian, or maybe it was a sign to say that I should join the Daniel O'Donnell fan club. But I don't know. But that was a really weird thing. And the timing of it, as soon as I said no, it cut in, and it did make us look, I tell you. Apart from that, nothing out of the ordinary really happened this week. Father used to have a very good friend he knew in all his life, dear old Nobby Clark, and I saw a couple of his offspring today, and they actually did guess the vicar who I was talking about for the burial at sea, so that did make us all laugh a bit. But apart from that, it's been quite a normal week, really. So I think I'll leave it there for this week. Hope you all have a good week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Wish you well. Dagenas.